And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness. Sometimes I get a good feeling. The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Hi, everybody. Good morning to you. Welcome right around the country from wherever you may be listening to us. Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane, Adelaide or Perth. We have the one phone number up and running now. It's 131-873. I'll remind you of it a little bit later on because our experts are here in the house to help you get well, stay well, live well and look fabulous. It is Ed Phillips joined by Channel 7's Sally Obermeyer. Hi, Sal.
Hey, everybody. Happy Sunday.
We are flanked by our favourite pharmacist as well, Gerald Quigley. Hello, GQ.
Good morning, Sally. Good morning, Ed. Great to be with you.
So much to cover across the course of today. We'll have a look at Antipodes, a scientifically validated organic beauty brand from New Zealand. It's got a huge cult following that's growing. And we're going to speak with Elizabeth Barbalich, who's the CEO and founder, and find out what sets Antipodes skincare range apart from all the others. Plus, have a look at what's happening on the House of Wellness TV version of the show. But plenty of other topics to cover. The A to Z of vitamins, where are we going today?
We're talking about magnesium today, Ed, but in a different form. We're talking magnesium cream.
Oh, this is a cream.
Oh, that's great.
Transdermal technology, Sal.
Is that like the oil?
Well, that's, oil is one way you can put it on, or cream. So oils are oily.
And creams are
obviously.
Creamy.
Creams are creamy. So well, let's not get very technical here. But you know, obviously something you can rub in well
that's
is going
great.
To be cosmetically more acceptable for localised use.
Mm. Oh,
and tablets, how we usually have them, are rather tablety.
Yes.
requiring swallowing cell.
Yeah. On a more serious note, it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, Sal. In this year alone, it's estimated over 19,000 women will be diagnosed with breast cancer. On average, that's about 53 diagnosed daily. It's one of the most, in fact, the most common cancers diagnosed in Aussie women.
Yeah, now, it is. Yeah.
It seems like this number's on the rise, but the good news is the number of lives lost to breast cancer is decreasing.
Yeah, there was some talk, I know, that used to be 1 in 8. Now they're saying it's 1 in 7 that gets diagnosed. Is that because we're better at diagnosis? Mm-hmm. That's kind of up for debate. But we have definitely come a long way in breast cancer in terms of survival rates. Obviously, the goal is still zero deaths.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So we have still some way to go, but we have definitely come a long way.
Well, we have a reunion of sorts lined up for you. We'll be chatting with Professor Fran Boyle, who is a medical oncologist at North Sydney's Mater Hospital. She was your oncologist.
She was. She's an amazing Professor Fran, and I do still speak to her often and see her often. I often will host her, you know, any fundraising events, etc., with her. So, yes, I'm always delighted to see her or speak to her, obviously.
We will chat to her about Breast Cancer Awareness Month, which is on now. There's also a big drive going on for those who follow the MND journey of former Essendon player and Melbourne Footy Club coach Neil Danaher. Tell us a bit more about that, Gerald.
Well, this is Fight to MND, Ed and Sally. Was started about 2014. So we're looking here, and it's just another one of those diseases for which we have no cure, no solution. We're trying to find more and more and more, and Chemist Warehouse have been very loyal supporters of the Danaher Foundation. And interestingly, Neil doesn't call it a disease, he calls it the beast. And they have a lot of events to create awareness, their research dollars are growing, they're trialling new drugs, they're looking at phase one and phase two trials of new drugs that are coming. And the big thing that's on is the 2019 Danaher Drive, which goes right through regional Victoria to create awareness, because regional areas, as we know, be it breast cancer, be it MND, they tend to be lagging in the facilities, in information,
in
awareness and treatment and care and follow-up care, which we'll talk about with Fran later on. So that's that. And another exciting thing is that Neil is about to release a book.
Oh, good.
Oh,
really,
wonderful.
He's such an amazing man who's going against the odds. So good luck to him. good luck to that foundation. Good luck to the Danaher Drive.
Yeah, all right. Absolutely.
Plenty coming up. Our number is 131873. From wherever you're listening, right around the country, we have our experts here standing by. For any ailments that might be troubling you, some confusion around some treatment you're receiving, perhaps some of the scripts you're on, Gerald is here. Sally is here with a nutritional bent to perhaps help you on your way to feeling fabulous and staying that way. It is the House of Wellness. Our doors are open. We're back next to talk with Professor Fran Boyle, medical oncologist at the Mater Hospital.
The House of Wellness. Chemist Warehouse is now making shopping more convenient with click and collect. Order online and pick up in store.
Well, we love a healthy superhero here on the House of Wellness. Bioglan Chia Seeds pack a super punch to your meals and help increase energy and overall health as well. Bioglan Chia Seeds are the richest plant-based source of omega-3s and also contain protein, dietary fibre and antioxidants. Will you be a hero and get Bioglan Chia Seeds from Chemist Warehouse? They're just $9.99. Bioglan are, of course, proud sponsors of Nutritious to Delicious. And you can find out their fantastic recipes on our Eat tab of the House of Wellness website, houseofwellness.com.au. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day. Always wonderful, wonderful to be with you Sunday mornings as always. It is the House of Wellness and October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Now this year it's estimated that 19,371 women and just 164 men, by the way, will be diagnosed with breast cancer. It's on average about 53 people per day. It is the most common cancer diagnosed in Australian women. And while this number seems to be on the rise still, there is some good news in that the number of deaths from breast cancer is decreasing. Let's go to the wonderful Professor Fran Boyle, who joins us now, oncologist at North Sydney's Mater Hospital. Lovely to have you with us, Professor.
Oh, good morning, Ed. Hi. I'm
dying to speak to you, as we all are. We love your wisdom. Is one Sally Obermeter.
Hello, Fran. So lovely to talk to you. Hello. Thanks for joining us. This is really, obviously, very important for all of us. Let's, I guess, start at the beginning. What is it that causes breast cancer? Do we know?
We don't, most of the time. We know that changes occur in cells in the breast on a pretty regular basis, probably because the breast is kind of busy, you know. They're a part of the body that during your menstrual life grows and then shrinks and grows and shrinks every time you have a period. So there's lots of cells moving and changing, lots of moving parts, if you like, and that is a bit of a recipe for mutation. Now, why breast cancer has become much more common is probably to do with the fact that it's the ageing of our population. So we've got that big baby boomer population who are in the breast cancer prone age group. And I think that's probably why the rates are still going up.
Okay, makes sense. Early diagnosis, I mean, that's one of the things we talk about all the time and we say it's so important. What do you think? How important is that?
It's critical, Sally. We know that breast cancer, when it's localised to the breast or the nodes in the armpit, can usually be cured with a mixture of surgery, radiotherapy, maybe chemo or hormone tablets. Once it's actually spread to other parts of the body, the chances of being cured are very, very small. Although those people, we call that metastatic breast cancer, are living so much longer now than they used to, most of them won't be cured. And so that's where being breast aware, noticing if your breasts change, as well as having regular screening mammograms is really important.
Fran, whether it's blokes checking their bits and pieces or women doing breast checks, at what age should we start educating both men and women to keep an eye out by self-examination?
Well, for men, Ed, the issue is probably younger because testis cancer is a disease by and large of younger men, so teens, 20s and so forth. Mm-hmm. Breast cancer is very rare in that age group. But once you start getting into your 30s and, of course, you know, having babies and so forth, the breasts are starting to change. And that's a time where, you know, not just a lump, but maybe an increase in size of the breast, a change in the nipple, those things are well worth doing. And, you know, I don't know if the rest of you stand in front of the mirror and have a stretch every morning, but that's a good time after you shower to just have a look and go, Yeah, they're hanging okay. And just make sure that everything's in place. Mm. And, you know, those things that women bring to the attention of their doctors, very important, particularly in women who are younger than the screening age group.
Yeah. Sure. What is that screening age? Can you tell us about that?
So it's over 40 in Australia. So breast screen will start approaching women over the age of 50, but you can go from the age of 40, and particularly if you have a family history of breast cancer, that's probably a good idea.
Fran, the interesting release today highlights the issues around, and pharmacists see a lot of these associated issues around breast cancer treatment, things like lymphedema and anxiety and depression and sexual dysfunction, these things that from a quality of life perspective can absolutely be an ongoing challenge once you've overcome as much as you can the breast cancer issue. Do we take those things, or do we fund the support of those things sufficiently, particularly in regional areas?
We don't, unfortunately. Most of those associated services are very poorly covered for outpatients in public hospitals. So most women are experiencing a need to have care in the private system. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, the Medicare coverage is for only 5 visits a year. Now, a lot of women might need those 5 visits in the first month. Mm-hmm. And then what do they do after that? And we are calling through BCNA for an increase in Medicare coverage to at least 10 visits a year, with a GP's approval, of course. And I think that's going to make a difference to the experience of women recovering from breast cancer and getting back on with normal life.
Sure. I think that's such an important point. I think it's a fair point too that what tends to happen, I'm speaking, I guess, from my own experience, is that when you're, I say better in the sense you've got no more treatment, everyone says, oh, great, you're fine now, see ya. And what perhaps I would say to people is if you know somebody who's going through that, don't forget to rally around them when the treatment's over, because in a sense, sometimes I think, and Fran, I'm sure you see this, it's almost like sometimes that's when you can become almost more shell-shocked. It's almost like, oh my God, I just got through that. And it can be a hard recovery back into what we would call normal life. What do you think, Fran?
There's no doubt about that, Sally. It's a time when most women feel exhausted for a start. Mm. They've used their adrenaline to get through the hurdles of treatment. Mm. And they kind of fall in a heap, really. And everybody else about them is going, right, tick, move on. Mm.
Yes.
And the woman herself may well be feeling, oh, what just happened to me?
Mm.
And so that's a time when it's so important for support, and that might mean needing to see a psychologist, that might need an exercise physiologist, that might need going to a support group. You may not have felt you needed one earlier on, but at that point you might think, oh, I need my tribe around me, people who understand that it's not over. And unfortunately, we still don't have a test, the magic test, that you could do at the end of treatment that says you're all clear, nothing to worry about.
Sure.
And so women report what's called fear of recurrence, which is, I think, only natural.
Sure.
And sometimes that can be quite disabling, actually, where every pain in the big toe is interpreted as a sign that cancer is coming back.
Sure.
And you know, there's a healthy moderate zone somewhere between being completely neurotic and completely ignoring things.
Yes.
Mostly, if breast cancer does recur, it is the woman herself who experiences symptoms.
Mm.
And so, you know, a certain amount of attention has to be paid to unusual pains, weight loss, lumps and bumps, those sorts of things.
Sure.
But women often say, you know, they're sort of much more aware of their bodies, much more hypervigilant in a sense for every tiny thing. And that does take some talking down off the ledge.
Yeah, definitely.
Fran, what about the blokes, Fran? Because, you know, blokes, we chaps are very, very simple people. And a lot of men can't get their head around the fact that men can actually end up with breast cancer as well. Can you just briefly tell us what blokes should look for? Same symptoms?
Yes, that's right. So for men, of course, breast cancer is much less common. Only usually around 100 men are diagnosed each year in Australia. But A lump in the breast, the breast not being symmetrical, one side being much bigger than the other, and also being very aware of family history. So for most of the men who get breast cancer, it's because they carry the same genes that are involved in breast cancer susceptibility, BRCA1 and BRCA2. Mm-hmm. And so if there's a strong family history in women in the family, men need to be aware of that too. They can be tested and then they can be screened. Mm-hmm. So that's something important to know about.
And I think it's important that you run us through those changes again that we should look for, this being Cancer Awareness Month, Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Can you just run us through that sort of checklist that you went through at the start of our chat?
Yes, so noticing whether there's a lump in the breast, and that might not be the pea, it might not be the size of a cherry, it might be the size of an orange. So sometimes people with the largest breast cancers are the ones who are the least aware that they're present, because that mostly shows up as a change in size of the breast and perhaps an indrawing of the nipple. So that's called inversion of the nipple. That can be normal. Some people have it all their lives. But if it's a change and it's new, that's important. Also, a redness or swelling of the skin of the breast, and also any lumps underneath the arm.
Fantastic stuff. Now, the website is canceraustralia.gov.au if you'd like to find out a little bit more. Just worth checking in on that over the coming days, and we'll keep in reminding you as well over the course of the month where it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Thank you so much for your time, Professor Fran Boyle. Always lovely to catch up.
Thanks, Ed. Bye, Sally.
Bye, Fran.
We have got the lines open, 131873. Happy to take your calls. Gerald and Sally standing by to guide you through any queries or questions you might have. We'll be back with more of your calls here on the House of Wellness in just a sec.
The House of Wellness. Chemist Warehouse is now making shopping more convenient with click and collect. Order online and pick up in store.
Well, they say the eyes have it, so get it with Antipodes Kiwi Seed Oil Eye Cream from Chemist Warehouse. Certified vegan, it's ultra-rich in vitamin C from the seeds of New Zealand kiwi fruit. It's scientifically shown to help stimulate type 1 collagen production in human skin cells by up to 82%. At Chemist Warehouse, New Zealand-owned and made, Antipodes Kiwi Seed Oil Eye Cream is just $50.49. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day. We have the one phone number from right around the country, wherever you're joining us, 131873. Our experts, Gerald and Sally, are standing by for your calls. And Dorothy, it's good morning to you in Baxter, Victoria. Hey. Hello.
Oh, hello.
Hello, Dorothy.
My husband's been having problems for almost 5 months. He's had pain down the private area, trouble passing urine, urgency, frequency. He's been to urologist, doctor, scans, had tests. It's taken almost 5 months to find out he's got an enlarged prostate.
Okay.
He's had kidney function of 47%. They thought it was prostatitis. They put him on 500 milligram of Keflex for a day for 4 weeks.
Sure.
He's just had the cystoscopy, which showed enlarged prostate, but he's worried about his kidneys and his bladder because 13 years ago he had the same thing, and it stretched the bladder because he was retaining fluid, and he ended up with super pubic catheter.
Okay.
So there's a bit let down after all this time.
Yes, and that's understandable, Dorothy, because we blokes can't understand how things like this can recur. There's a couple of issues here. The prostate, as will have been explained to you both, that can put pressure on the tube that allows urine to pass from his bladder to outside. So that can interfere with all sorts of issues. And there is a herb called saw palmetto, two words, S-A-W-P-A-L-M-E-T-T-O, that will help smooth muscle function to help that area there. His kidneys are a little different. Now, they're really not directly affected by the prostate, but his kidney function is important, and hopefully his advisors have got that under control, because they're the filtration organ and they require special care. Pumpkin seeds. What have you got a recipe for pumpkin seeds, Sal? Can we just you can just eat them?
You could sprinkle them on a salad, and because I think when you talk about kidney function, one of the things you want to do is really try and make sure you're having enough vegetables. So you know, you could definitely just add it to a salad for some crunch. That's a great idea.
and anti-inflammatory stuff, plenty of vegetables is the key, Dorothy. So less of the meat type thing, more of the vegetables, two-thirds, at least three-quarters of your plate vegetables. And good luck, but just make sure he understands what this is all about, because blokes often don't give feedback.
Yes. Thankfully, he's got the wife on his side running.
Well,
running
where would we be without them? Mm.
Yes. 131873 is our number here at the House of Wellness. Molly, we're coming to you in Sherbrooke. Good morning.
Hello, Molly.
Oh, hi. I wondered if you could help me. I'm looking for something that will help my daughter sleep. She has a very rare autoimmune disease, which has caused a lung disease, and so she can't take your normal sleeping tablets.
No.
And the doctor's prescribed an antihistamine, but that gives her a hangover during the day. So I'm looking for something that I could give her that isn't going to... I went to a naturopath or whatever she was, and she... The main ingredient on what she prescribed was an immune booster, which is what we don't need.
Yeah, of course you don't want that, no.
She's got diffuse scleroderma, so we don't want anything that's going to produce collagen or affect the immune system or the lungs, as sleeping tablets will help.
The ideal thing, Molly, is magnesium. Magnesium actually is a relaxing mineral, and it really doesn't have an effect on immune function at all. Now, you can get magnesium on its own in capsule form, powder form. Powder's probably better. And some magnesiums have a small number of sleep-inducing herbs, again, that have no issue, things like passion flower, Sisyphus, there's a couple of them. So you can use those without any issues at all and hopefully give her some more relaxed sleep at night. The key, though, is magnesium.
You flagged magnesium for our A to Z of vitamins today, and there's other ways to take it too. Let's delve into that a bit more.
We're talking here, Ed and Sally, about localised use of magnesium. So aches and pains and strains, bruising, particularly when magnesium is combined with arnica. And how often do we talk about arnica? So arnica, we talk bruising, bleeding, swelling. So a lot of this work was done by work around the Dead Sea, which is very rich in magnesium. And people found that by soaking in that, their muscles were getting far better. So people who don't want and don't need any magnesium internally, just absolutely perfect way. And creams rub in really well too. So perfect, Ed.
Excellent option. The A to Z of vitamins brought to us by Caruso's Natural Health Super Magnesium. If you're experiencing muscle cramps, try Caruso's Super Magnesium. It's got a lot of adjectives. We call it marvellous, magnificent. Super is one of those as well. I've been chewing a few magnesiums this last couple of weeks, just feeling some aches and pains. It's wonderful.
Well, at your age, I encourage that.
Our number's 131873. He's so mean to me.
He was so good, though. He just got you perfectly.
Justified.
Yeah.
Let's grab Elizabeth, who's in Mount Waverley this morning. Hello there.
Hello
Elizabeth. Very well.
I was just ringing about the breast cancer. I had it when I was 17. I had a lump under my arm first, and then I had a lump from the breast. I didn't do much about it for a little while, a few months actually. And then they didn't think that it was breast cancer, but it turned out to be breast cancer. So I had it all removed, and I'll be 80 next month, so I've survived nicely.
That's a great success story. We love that. That's fantastic, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's so important that we hear. I think, stories where people come through the other side, because it gives so many of us hope, because when you do get diagnosed, you are completely filled with, of course, fear and dread. And the thing that goes through your mind first and foremost is, what can go wrong? So, Elizabeth, that's beautiful to hear that. Thank you.
They say, you know, if you don't have it, then you know someone who does. And I'm doing the maths, Elizabeth. Yeah. 60 years back, I guess, when you were first diagnosed, was it something where a lot of your friends had it or you knew? Just bring her back up if we could, Lewis. Sorry, we just had her on hold. Sorry, Elizabeth. Was it something that was prevalent back 60 years back?
No, not really. No, I sort of didn't do anything about it because I think it came up under my arm first and then it was in the breast, and I went and stayed with an aunt for school holidays, and she said, well, no, you've got to get that checked. And it turned out to be cancer, of course.
Yeah, well done. I think if you were listening to our discussion before with Fran, our medical oncologist, she was saying, as we're living longer, there's a greater risk here. And this is just Australia at 2019. So I'm glad we're moving on.
Lovely to hear your story, Elizabeth. Thank you so much for your call. 131873 is our number. All our callers, by the way, going to air today, get themselves in the running for that $100 gift voucher to go and spend at their nearest Chemist Warehouse store as well. Daphne, it could be you. Welcome to you. Thanks for calling through from Lockyer Valley in Queensland. Hello.
Thank you for a great program.
Thanks.
I would like to ask, if I may, if there is a blood test that I could ask for, and also food for someone who is waiting for diagnosis of Hunting's disease or Wilson's disease. I'm going to have the genetic testing to see where it came from for a 40-year-old, and I have another daughter with MS. So
Daphne, yes, there are tests, both blood tests, molecular test, which is like a DNA test, which you're going to organise. And look, I think what you need to do is, and it's so easy to say, wait until there's a confirmed diagnosis. From a healthy food, and please help me, Sal, if you wish. From a healthy food, how often do we say you go back to the basics? You go back to food that's as simple and as uncooked and raw and all of those things. And that's the way, we need to go back to.
Yeah, I would say definitely just foods that are really easy come off processed food, because the less there is for the body to have to deal with, the better. Just go back to eating real food.
Yes.
You know, simple, real food.
And we lose track of that, don't we, Sil?
So often we do, because in a way what I think has happened as we have become more educated about health, in a way it's become more complicated. So people are saying, oh, well, should it be this or should it be that, or I've heard this or I've heard that. And in a way we've become almost paralysed by analysis in terms of what we should eat, whereas really what we should eat is just real food. Just fresh food. Yep.
Yeah. Good luck, Daphne, with all of those. And I bet there's a lot of anxiety at this stage until it's all fixed up.
Thanks for your call. We wish you the best with those. Carol's in Hurstville this morning. Welcome to the House of Wellness, Carol.
Hi, Carol.
Oh, hi, how are you? Look, I've got shingles. Mm. And I've had them for about 3 weeks, and I'm in agony. I've had tablets for them.
Good. Okay.
And nothing's helped me.
Couple of suggestions, Carol. If you could write down, please, lipoic acid, which is for neuropathic or nerve pain of shingles, L-I-P-O-I-C. It's a 400 milligram tablet you take twice a day. Add to that 1,000 milligram twice a day of vitamin C in non-acidic form as antivirals. And if you go, if you want some help with a tonic, go to houseofwellness.com.au, and there's an ask tab at the top, and I'll lift you a tonic.
There we go. Helping out our website, houseofwellness.com.au. Let's take a little break. More of your calls coming up here on the House of Wellness. We're back in a sec.
The House of Wellness. Chemist Warehouse is now making shopping more convenient with click and collect. Order online and pick up in store.
Do you experience muscle cramps? Well, try the Caruso's Super Magnesium range from Chemist Warehouse that we just heard about. The range includes Caruso's Super Magnesium 240 tablets, the topical cream, and the Super Magnesium powder. With 6 forms of magnesium to assist absorption, it helps relieve muscle spasms and cramping. Plus, it provides support for healthy cardiovascular function. You can try the new size Caruso's Super Magnesium 240 tablets from just $16.99. Always read the label, of course. Follow the directions for use. And if your symptoms persist, talk to your health professional. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day. This is the House of Wellness. Right around the country, we have the one phone number, 131873. All our callers coming through today, getting on air, get themselves in the draw for that $100 gift voucher to go and spend at any Chemist Warehouse store. 131873. Any ailments, confusion around your scripts, aches and pains, perhaps we can help you out via a nutritional side, or with our pharmacist and medical herbalist, Gerald Quigley, who is standing by for your calls. Barbara, it is your turn. We're coming to you in Epping in Sydney this morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning, Barbara.
How are you?
Fine, thanks.
I was listening a few weeks ago and you were mentioning turmeric anti-soluble. I went to my local Chemist Warehouse and they couldn't find it. They wanted to know the brand, et cetera, please.
Actually, turmeric is a fat-soluble herb, Barbara,
yes.
So it requires either a fatty vehicle that it crosses your gastrointestinal barrier, so it crosses across from your tummy. But what I was referring to a few weeks ago was a water-soluble extract.
Water-soluble.
That Chemist Warehouse actually have. It's down the front down where the pharmacist lives, and you'll find it down there. And that means it's a much more readily able to be absorbed extract, which means it's much more efficient. So, in fact, it's lower doses, it has less risk of interaction, less risk of adverse effects. But that's the trick. If you want to take it in any other form, it has to be with oil or with black pepper, which helps the absorption. And sometimes the black pepper can tickle up your digestive system a touch. So there you go, Barbara, and use it with confidence. It's a brilliant, brilliant herb. So many physiological actions attributed to turmeric. And use it in your cooking as well, Sel.
Definitely, yes. Definitely. You'll find Barbara on the House of Wellness website in the recipe tab. There's a lot of recipes there that we have created. So there's it's beautiful in curries. And as GQ is saying, you need an oil to carry it, which is why, excuse me, you'll see that the recipes have coconut oil with the turmeric. So that way you're getting the benefit. But the thing with cooking is you'll only use a little bit of turmeric in a whole big dish. You're probably not going to eat the whole big dish because it serves four. So, yes, have it in your cooking as a booster and a benefit and as a little extra, but don't replace the vitamins with the cooking. That's just a bonus.
Gerald, I was thinking about this during the week, and when we were doing our show together last week, and you were saying you like how I have my little kit of vitamins that I take in the morning. And I was thinking, for anyone listening, they often call with specific problems, and we give them a specific vitamin or herb that might help them out. What about a general maintenance kind of health kit for someone whose health's pretty good, but they want to top up the things that they might be missing out on? We always say turmeric. I'm talking about some supplements perhaps that we could have in daily that just might keep us ticking along quite nicely. Let's say a turmeric supplement is in there. What else would you possibly include then in a little health kit?
We're talking then, Ed, in the area of a multivitamin. Now, I know we talk healthy eating, but the stats show that about 90% of Australians, and you'd back this up, Sel, don't get the recommended take of fruits and vegetables
absolutely
each day.
Not.
So you're missing out on the minerals particularly that you need, and the B group vitamins you need for enzyme reactions in your body. Mm. I am a great multi fan. And people say, how do I know if a multi's working? Take it for 6 weeks, then stop, and you will notice the difference.
Mm. Yeah.
So
and
true.
That's the best way to test.
It's so true, GQ. And as you say, it's not only are we not eating enough vegetables, the quality, unfortunately, of the fruit and vegetables that we get now is not as good as it used to be before. So that's one thing. Mm. And the other thing is that a multi will help with is just trying to combat stress, you know, and that's the thing that happens to our body. Under stress every day, our body just cops a beating. So when you take a multi like that, it just helps your body to replenish.
Okay, let's delve deeper. What should we look for in a multi? What's it got? Bees? What else?
Yes, B groups, and usually a multi will have tiny amounts of most things. Now, the cynics out there will say, well, that's just expensive wee. It just goes, that is absolute rubbish. What we're doing is filling the gaps that are there because of the pace in which we live, the stress, as Sally mentioned, the fact that 90% of us don't get the recommended intake of fruits and vegetables each day. That's in an ideal world, this so-called balanced diet, which 9 out of 10 don't get. Mm. Try the multi. People say, oh, yeah, but my urine goes yellow, therefore it means... Well, that's a byproduct of the B group that you... That shows things are working.
Yes.
That's a bit of a litmus test. Yeah. Things are going okay. Yeah.
Yellow is good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
We've spoken about magnesium. Is that something we should perhaps include as a daily top-up?
It's good for sleep at night. And how many people pore over a steering wheel driving home for an hour and a half, or they're over a computer all day? Mm. Great way to releasing. And that's why you take it, Ed. It's just good for... After weights, after your exercise, relieves upper body tension. Mm. So good, so gentle.
I take it as well because I have a 3-year-old who still likes to be carried around quite quite so seems to have a mysterious foot injury whenever she has to walk anywhere, right?
Yes, my foot's hurting.
Yes,
Mum.
That's right, exactly. And so I find the magnesium incredibly helpful around the hips, you know, because that's where you tend to carry them, and you throw your hip out a little bit. So to have a magnesium, I do find at the end of the day, just helps relax all of those muscles, and you sleep better then, and you're not having this sort of cumulative pain that you seem to wake up with day after day that exacerbates and gets worse.
So true. I had a rookie parenting error Friday night. My 12-year-old fell asleap on the sofa. So I've had to do the fireman's carry. He was as asleep as asleep can be.
Yes, that's
comatose.
Dead weight, isn't it?
And
yes.
I did like the full deadlift with this lug over my shoulder walking down the corridor into the bed.
We've done that to you when we go out to the set.
needed some extra magnesium there. What about throwing in, say, like a CoQ10 as well for our
We're talking the ready-to-use CoQ10 ubiquinol. Mm-hmm. There's energy production straight away. Every single muscle cell in our body produces energy, and particularly our heart. We talked about this about a month ago. Mm. It again, an elementary way to increase. And there's nothing, we keep thinking, oh, look, we're going to be living on pills. No, you're filling a gap that might be there in each particular case. That's all. Get some advice and some guidance.
We bundle it together. We call it the Quig Kit. Quig Phillips, nice little ring to it.
Yes, well, it is. That won't help the marketing, though, but still.
Yeah. I'd add in Obamator, but
it's too complicated.
No. We'll get to more of your calls. We've got Vincent standing by in Hawthorne. Hi, Vincent.
Hello, Vincent.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I have a problem about 1 month ago. I tried to lift something heavy, about a big bag, about 2.5 feet square, and lift it from the ground to the big shopping trolley, and then I had to lift it up and then put it back on the ground, and I strengthened my arm.
You did, and,
yeah, and then until now, I still got sharp pain up to my shoulder. And even I brush my teeth, I get some sharp pain, and especially in the morning when I wake up, I get very sore.
Yeah.
And someone recommended me to use the Emu oil.
Yes,
and
did that help, Vincent?
No.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
Now, we were talking there briefly about magnesium. Get some magnesium capsules or powder, Vincent, and take morning and night. And we mentioned before magnesium cream. Rub that with arnica into your arm, and things will get better.
There we go. You don't want pain brushing your teeth, do you?
No,
that's a sign
needs to be. Or reaching up to the coffee cup, because we all need that.
Absolutely. All right, let's take a little break. More of the House of Wellness coming up after this.
The House of Wellness. Chemist Warehouse is now making shopping more convenient with click and collect. Order online and pick up in store.
As always, Sunday mornings, it's your chance to get well, stay well, live well and look fabulous here on the House of Wellness. We're back again next Sunday. I hope we didn't catch you out. For those of us experiencing and winding their clocks forward for daylight savings, but 8 o'clock or thereabouts, check your local radio station guides for the House of Wellness. Alrighty, the TV version came out from midday on Channel 7 today, Gerald. What's on the House of Wellness on our small screens?
In the absence of Luke or Joe, who are in Hawaii, and I'm joining them today.
We're happy. Okay. Do you want us to come with you and help carry your bags or something?
Yes, if you wish. But you're going to have to knock Philippa over first because she's not coming with me. We're talking to a street artist who actually paints silos. Now, these have become pretty famous, and there are country towns in Victoria, at least, who are suddenly finding a regeneration of businesses because people go on these silo trails.
Oh, right.
And look at this fellow, these massive wheat silos, and he paints paintings on them.
Oh, fantastic.
And he shares that with children of Mongolia, because that's where he comes from.
Okay.
And it really is a great story. And we're going to learn a lot today about defibs, what to look for, the reassurance that it works. And we interviewed a fellow that actually did have cardio arrest at about 34.
Okay.
So that's on today.
Plenty to cover, and also some plant-based protein is on the menu today with Zoe's Vietnamese spring rolls. Check that out on the TV. Your taste buds will thank you indeed. All right, for our fabulous callers today, one is going to walk away with a $100 gift voucher from Chemist Warehouse. Who shall it be?
Great callers today. Elizabeth from Mount Waverley in Victoria. You created awareness at age 19 for breast cancer. Great story, and we just want more people to be aware of those self-examinations. Thank you, Elizabeth, the winner of the $100 Chemist Warehouse gift voucher.
Thank you, Gerald. Thank you, Sally.
Pleasure.
Thank you.
Good to see you, buddy.
Happy Sunday, everybody.
Don't forget Breast Cancer Awareness Month. All this month, have a look at the website, canceraustralia.gov.au, for further information. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. It's a long weekend for some states too. We'll see you again next Sunday for the House of Wellness.
Aloha.